Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
He said, we're going to go down and have the daughters of men. Now Satan had a plan. He's like the Pope, the vicar of Christ. He's not Christ, but he's trying to take the place of Christ. The devil, the beast, the false prophet, and the Antichrist. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. It's always some mimic or imitation. So they came down, had the daughters of men, and they created a race. Yes. Yes. Now understand, this was not a human race. Yes. And it was not angelic. Satan was trying to create his own. Yes. Which he did. Cain was of his father, the devil. Yes. We won't get into that, but there was something went on where Cain came. And then Abel was of God, but Cain was not. Cain, as we read, was of that wicked one. And then when Adam had Seth, Seth was in the likeness of Adam. Abel wasn't. Neither was Cain. Where did Cain get his wife? That's another story. But what happened there, they came down, they had the daughters of men, and they had children, and they became giants. This fascinating study. They became giants. Now, the giants that we know, you think of Goliath, right? 9 feet, 10 feet tall, 12 feet tall, 13 feet tall giants, right? No, these giants were not 9, 10 feet tall. These giants were a lot larger than that. Yes. Simply because the atmosphere around the world or around the earth was different before the flood. Everything was bigger. Everything. There was nothing that, like I say this sometimes, Adam didn't have to rake the garden because there were no dead leaves falling off the trees. Nothing was dying. Everything was alive. Men would, when Adam sinned, death came in. Now things changed. But the Nephilim in chapter 6, listen to me closely, they had the daughters of men, and they had unto themselves a race of giants. And these giants started to consume everything. Yes. Now, we're not talking about a little tribe of giants. We're talking about giants everywhere. Yes. Some of the movies that you've seen with the Cyclops and all that, and all this, the one-eyed monsters and all this stuff, and even Zeus and Hercules, these different ones that were superhuman, they called them gods. These were those they're talking about. Mythology. Amen. The Bible spoke about them. All religions that speak about a flood and all of them speak about these different giants and stuff. It's true. But now, what I wanted to get across to you is just some fascinating information, and that is these giants consumed everything. It was Adam eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. When they ate of that, they opened up a portal. Yes. To knowledge God didn't want them to have. Yes. So what happened when they did that, the angels came down. And the angels, when they took daughters to themselves and had these babies, these giants, they started to teach them things.
Yes. That's right.
That were forbidden knowledge.
Yes.
See, there was no need for war, but they taught them how to make weapons. Because they were war. They had warred in heaven.
Yes.
So they taught them to make weapons. They taught them how to seduce men with their eyes, with the stuff, the war. Just all this stuff. The angels were teaching them these things that were demonic, that were not of God. Not only that, now I want you to catch this. Not only that, the angels, after they consumed everything, they started consuming people. They became cannibalistic. And these were giants. Amen. Listen, some of them, they found bones. And see, this is the Smithsonian Institute, God bless them. Anytime there's a find or a dig or something where there's giant bones in it, they hide it because it doesn't fit their narrative of evolution. See, carbon dating. They try to say carbon dating can date stuff way back. Carbon dating can only go back at the max 10,000 years. At the max. But they're talking about billions and billions of years. The devil is a lie. The earth is billions and billions of years old. No, it's not. 7,000. Listen. Well, what about dinosaurs? I'm glad you asked. It says the giants, after they consumed everything, they started to mess around with birds and beasts and reptiles, having sex with them and creating all kind of stuff, dinosaurs, beasts. That's not what God created necessarily. That's a result of the Nephilim. See, God said everything he created is good for food. So even some of the stuff we see today. I don't get too far out of it. I see people, uh-oh. What was that I ate the other day? Do you understand? They interfered with the DNA. That was why the flood came. Man became wicked, yes, but it wasn't all that. It was because the DNA had been tampered with. And there was another race of people on the earth that God didn't create. Now what's crazy, I'm going to say, about that is that the giants were on the other side of the flood, too. Somehow that DNA got across. Because they faced the giants in Canaan. When they went up and said the land eats up the people that are in it. They were talking about the giants eating folks. They saw the 12 spies, saw giants, and then the giant, we saw the giants, and the land there, it eats up the inhabitants. Yeah, they were afraid. These cannibals, they're eating up the folk. So look at that progression, how the devil is done these things to try to disrupt the DNA, to destroy, to stop God's plan. But just like God, he's always got a plan. And he's always ahead of the game. Because he found somebody by the name of Noah. He preserved someone by the name of Noah. And I don't believe Noah was the only righteous one. He took the other righteous before the flood. He said that he removed the righteous from the evil to come. So there were other righteous that he took, but he left Noah to go across the flood. So we see the warfare. Y'all see the warfare here? Darkness and light. Stay out of strife with people. That's not your warfare. Let me take a few more minutes here. Exodus 14, verse 15. No, verse 14. Exodus 14, 14. The Lord shall fight for you. You shall hold your peace. Yes. Tell someone, hold your peace at all costs. That doesn't mean just be silent, but hold your peace. Don't allow that egress of strife to enter in. Next verse. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Here we go again. Speak. Speak to Israel. Speak to the children of Israel, that they go forward. So something had to be activated through voice through his voice. He had to first speak to Israel first, that they go forward, and then stretch forth your rod and part the sea. Tell someone, speak it first. Ever before you get before the dealership or go to the bank, spend time in your closet speaking to the banker, speaking what you decree, speaking what is by covenant your right, finding the frequency, amen, harnessing the frequency so that when you go in, you don't have shadows. Because see, a lot of, you know, all that fine print, you know, when you buy some, all the fine print and pages of it, like you go read all that. Tell the truth, who in here reads all that? Well, I thought I said, hey, go up. Get ready to say, get them. They're lying. Pages and pages of, why? To confuse you, to keep you out, just out there. Why can't you just be plain and tell me what is? All that language, I don't even understand what you're talking about. They hiding stuff in there. Words you can't even pronounce. I ain't never heard that word before. What that mean? You ask him, he don't know either. It's just up in there. See, that's what the devil does through etymology, through language, try to keep us bound up with stuff. So, but you tell somebody, just be plain in your speech. Let your yea be yea and your nay, nay. Amen. Speak what you mean and say what you mean what you say. Too much shadow. But in your prayer closet, in your time alone with God, speak those things. Till the image is set in your spirit, man. Till your mind is renewed to that, to where you can see it. If you can see it, you can receive it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So when you go to the first bank or to the first place or whatever, and they say, well, we can't help you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all don't have the honor of helping me. Because and see, sometimes your faith will be tested like that to see if you're stable.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.